If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, November 7th through the 10th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Anne Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Anne Presswell.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's so great to have you here. Thank you for joining us live, and thank you for listening to us. Whatever time of day it is, I want to just welcome you to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show. We have a really great guest today, Diva Carla Sanders. We're going to be talking about sacred sexuality, sacred feminine, the divine feminine, how that all relates to your business and, frankly, your money. It's going to be a juicy show, and I can't wait. Carla and I have been sort of orbiting in each other's lives and worlds over the last several years, and I'm excited to have her here today. So as we start, I would like to say a blessing. We know that we are here to bring our gifts to the world. We know that we've been called to do so. Each one of you has unique, powerful, magnificent gifts. You are unique, powerful, and magnificent. And it's time. You're feeling the call, I know you are, to get your gifts out into the world, to share them through books, through trainings, through your ministry, through your coaching, through your work, whatever it is, through the relationships you have with others. However it is that you do it, know that you are divinely guided at all times. You are divinely protected and divinely provided for in all ways, always. And so it is. So today's card is the Rich Relationships card, the angel card for today. And the affirmation on it is, my business is divinely guided, and it touches many lives. I connect deeply with the world around me. You know, I was bringing the card into being, like which card is the right one, and asking, I was shuffling, this is the one that jumped out. And it's not a surprise, because actually everything, all of our relationships with the world around us begin with our relationship with ourselves. And that is what we're going to be talking about today, is this relationship with ourselves in a very empowering way, not a, you know, like gross, you know, whatever, red light district kind of way. But this is really about sacred energy and honoring that energy. And that relationship that we start with within ourselves is where it's all at. This connection with the divine is our connection with us. So, having said that, I want to welcome Diva Carla. I love the Diva Carla part. Excuse me. I want to tell you a little bit about her. She guides rising spiritual women entrepreneurs through their midlife sacred quest into the mystery of their own sexuality. She helps them to understand that it is their birthright, and it is a vital nutrient that will help women feel inspired and replenished and completely connected with the divine feminine. One of the reasons I like Carla so much is that she has this really straightforward, direct talking. Her humor is irreverent, just like mine is. And we were laughing so hard on the phone when we were talking about this show last week. She's completely brilliant in her work. And, you know, she shared with me that she'd just gone swimming in the lake. She lives in Maine, for goodness sakes, and like 2 days later, it had this massive snowstorm. I'm like, oh my God, it's cold there. You're swimming in the lake. And she said, yeah, this is great. Like, wow. So with that, I just want to bring on Carla and just have welcome. I'm so glad you're here. How are you? I know you're in the middle of a storm. Not in the middle of a storm, but you've been experiencing snowstorms there, right?
Oh, we have, yeah, we still have a foot of snow on the ground.
I can't even imagine the snow.
I just got to say, let me say thank you so much for that introduction. I'm so happy to be here. That is like the most connected to who I am introduction I've ever had. Bless you.
Aw, how wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, completely awesome. Yeah, you know, and for me, when you said to me last week, and I got to tell you, this was just so funny. When you said, I just went for a swim in the lake, and it's, you know, and then you showed pictures of the lake with all these fallen leaves, and I'm like, holy moly! Like I whine when I go to, you know, I'm in South Florida, right? And this morning I went swim, and it was cold. The water was cold because we've had a quote unquote cold snap. You know, like our weather got down into the 50s, and getting out to the pool was like, the pool was cold. Nothing like yours. So, girl,
yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that. Like, really, tell me about swimming in November in the lake in Maine. Like, is that part of this sort of sensual experience that you do?
Yes, it
yeah,
really
that's what I
is.
Yeah.
Swimming in living water is really important to me for lots of reasons. I'm a Pisces. I'm a mer person. I'm also an unrecovered Southern Baptist, so I have to immerse myself regularly for cleansing. I mean,
so, unrecovered Southern Baptist.
Well,
oh my.
Yeah. I mean, I can't claim to be totally recovered, although I would say I've definitely added a lot and taken away a lot.
Yeah, got that. That's so funny. I get it. You know, actually, that's true. There is, for me, when I swim, there's something so powerful. But boy, I hear you about the living water, but man, there is no way I'm swimming in living water around here because there's alligators and snakes and all kinds of, you know, I don't want to swim there. Right?
I'm blessed. My worst. Now I do live near the ocean where there's sharks and things, and but I don't swim that far out.
yeah, we do too, right? Jellyfish and sharks and riptides, and I'm like, yeah, no. Mm-mm. I like to see where I'm going, what's in the water with me. It's just it's one of my things, you know. But I when I swim, I'm often, especially if I'm troubled with something or annoyed. For me, swimming is about cleansing my auric field, cleansing, releasing. It is a baptizing. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a very sensual experience because a lot of times I'll swim and I'll think, this water feels like silk against my skin. It's beautiful.
And, the sensuality is, it covers all the senses. And for me, I actually like cold water. There's a reason when I moved out of New York City to get back to nature, I went north instead of back home south. I like it chilly.
That's pretty cold. Yeah. I always like the winter too, but man, it's, you know, like that's cold. Anyway, so let's talk about this work that you do. Like, how did you end up, how did you become a sexual healer? Let's just talk, I mean, you know, that's what you define yourself as, right, a sexual
yes.
healer, right? Okay, so how did that happen? What's your story?
Well, as with so many of us, it was through my own healing journey. And
yeah.
being raised a Southern Baptist in the early 60s, I was taught absolutely nothing about sex. In fact, what little I was taught about it was that it was bad, it was evil, and you saved it for your husband after you got married.
Right, right, right.
That yeah. sets you up for marriage, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and, you know, they still teach that, so.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that lack of preparation, that lack of knowledge about my body and a whole lot of other ideas about self and sex that are buried in that teaching unconsciously, it really hurt me as an adult woman once I was in marriage and relationship. I was not satisfied in my sex life. And the answer was, for me was, there must be something wrong with me. So I basically thought there was no hope. I thought I was flawed on many, many levels. The hellfire and brimstone sin level, because I did not wait till I was married. And the fact that I kind of thought that maybe I'm being punished by not having orgasms because I've sinned.
Gotcha.
I had to work through a lot of layers.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't until I was in my 40s, my children were grown, and I realized that my marriage was basically over for lots of reasons, that I, as a single woman in my 40s, I said, I am going to fix this problem of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how. And I was actually scared because I thought, if I'm fatally flawed, I can't be fixed. Anyway, I did meet a teacher of sacred sexuality. I never knew there was such a thing. But I met her through business contacts. And she invited me into an initiation, which for me, as a teacher for me, to come through, to open the door to the sacred, into my sexuality, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of it. And that was divine picking me up and setting me on my path.
You know, I really love that. The healing part of the shame that surrounded you. I mean, there's so much shame, and in our society,
mm-hmm.
even where we sort of adore the sexuality and pay a lot of money to, and we get titillated by, and all of that. It's sort of the dark side to me of sexuality. It's the unhealed wound of our society,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, that we have all of this, we just have an unhealthy relationship, I think, with
yes.
sexuality, for the most part. Now, not everybody, obviously, and there are a lot of, but I can remember, let me just talk about business for a second, excuse me. When a few years ago, when I launched a program called Sacred Sexy Sales, right, which for
mm-hmm.
me is the coolest thing ever, because to me, you know, sales was in many ways a reflection of this sort of courtship dance that people do, and I thought it was just really powerful. But for my market, they got a little, first of all, the whole conversation about sexuality, for a lot of them, not everybody, let's just, you know, not everybody, but a lot of them got like, whoa, what, you know, wait, what, you know, sexy and then sales in the same words, you know, like they don't like the word
mm-hmm.
sales for the most part because it's sort of like a dirty word.
Two dirty words, Anne.
Yeah, sales is a dirty word kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But it's actually one of the most sacred things you can do with
mm-hmm.
someone, with
yeah.
your prospective client, because you're holding the space of possibility, and you are being there with them as they work through their fears and then step into that space that they want to step into or not. Either way is fine, you know, just that mm-hmm. you're space for them, a really sacred space. And that to me, you know, it's like it's always about energy. Everything comes back to energy for me, whether it is, you know, sexuality, whether it is money, whether it is working with a client, whether it is healing, it doesn't matter. It's always about energy. And so, you know, for me, it just made logical sense to call it, you know, sacred sex and mm-hmm. sales.
Yeah.
And I still like that title. It's funny, but I remember mm-hmm. saying that, Anne, with this title, you're tapping into the unconscious, you know, unhealed part of many people because they are afraid of it.
Yes.
I would say that for you, you are really a bright, shining light holding up this vision of what's possible for people.
That's,
in a big,
that's
dark
what
world.
I'm called to do, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't not do that.
No, because you're called to. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to, you brought up so many things just in this little piece about sexy and
let's
sales.
Let's roll, baby.
And I want to invite your listeners to, I invite you to just take a deep breath and, oh, big what if, the mystery that sex is bigger than what you learned.
I love that.
And just from that space of allowing it, that it is a big mystery, just like the divine. And from within this space, are you open to learn something new and apply it to whatever part of your life that is calling for it?
I love that, yeah.
Yeah. So, would you, you know, you were so right on. I remember when that came out, that that course. In fact, that had, I said, she's somebody I need to follow. we're speaking each other's language. And in terms of sales, for just to use that example, you're tapping into intimacy.
Yes.
And my priestess, who I worked with for many years and became a teacher and mentor in the temple there, one of her definitions of wealth is it's a measure. Wealth is a measure of the degree of intimacy you're willing to experience with your world.
It's an interesting perception.
It is. And what I teach about, one of the things I teach about sexuality is that if you're spending a lot of energy trying to contain your sexual energy in a safe little spot, a little box, that you learned to put it in. If you've got your sexual energy in there, it's like trying to sit on a bunch of tigers and you do your life. So instead of, well, let's use the metaphor of wild horses. You know, instead of letting loose the horse, getting to know them and taming them and mastering them and being in partnership with them so that you can use that power, you're trying to keep it down and go out and do amazing things in your life. So one hand is holding the lid down and the other hand is trying to do amazing things, achieve things, create wealth, be of service, have luscious, beautiful, delicious relationships.
And so let me ask you a question about that.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm thinking of some people who I know someone who was raised Southern Baptist and did the same thing that you did, right? That same, mm-hmm. and ended up like dying in the marriage, got a divorce, got remarried, is like unbelievably happy because the, mm-hmm. you know, sexual energy of their marriage is very, very, very different from the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much to her mother's disapproval, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our mother's Southern Baptist kind of thing. And by the way, we're not picking on Southern Baptists. We're not at all, because there's a whole world of Southern Baptists, I think, that is way more open. But I would say that I also know people who are in a relationship and or married and incredibly content and don't feel repressed. So are you talking about, when you use this as an example, the wild horses as an example, are you talking about people who are feeling repressed? Are you, give us an example of someone for, you know, in, of what that looks like. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yes. First of all, you know, I have a little questionnaire that your people can have access to if they want it later. And it has a series of questions. And one of the first questions is, are you satisfied with your sex life?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the reality is, if someone is not, this is what, you know, there's some of that stuff going on.
Yes. And,
yeah,
you know,
got it.
I talk to all kinds of people. And they find their way to me. They get into conversation with me, and some of them are like, you know, I don't have any desire. I'm okay with not having a sex life. I have two things to say to them. One is fine, and two is, what is that actually costing you? Now, you know, a Buckminster Fuller says, you know, don't talk to the people who are asleep. And I say that without judgment. I just mean that people who are not feeling pain and struggle and suffering or a challenge around their sex life, they're not wanting to talk to me.
Yeah.
They're not looking for help.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking to women who were like I was, who it became the most important thing in my world.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I totally get that. And that's actually, by the way, let's just put this into sales for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's always going to be true. If someone doesn't have pain or there's no urgency, there's not going to be a sale because they don't have any reason to. I mean, you know, my favorite example of this is always, don't try and sell me dog food. I have no urgency. I have no reason.
Right.
So, you know, I'd be like, yeah, that's the greatest dog food in the world. But, okay, sell it to my neighbor, you know, because I've got several neighbors with dogs. Sell it to them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like it, but not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wasted energy. You know, you could say I'm asleep.
Yeah.
You're in that realm, right? I mean, really.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so don't.
And you don't need to wake up.
Ought to me.
Like a waste of your energy.
I don't care. Right, so it is true, and it's always going to be true of offering your services to the people who are looking for that service, who are hungry for that service. And it's interesting that people's hunger arises, gets triggered up at different points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
you're
not, like somewhere you always felt that there was something not quite right, no orgasm, no, you know, no sex life, dissatisfied, all of that in the marriage, and yet your kids were growing up and you were following the way that you'd been taught and all of that. But it wasn't until what happened for you, was it the divorce? Was it, you know, was it moving into the divorce that had you go, you know what, this is not okay for the rest of my life?
It's not okay for the rest of my life came before and was a contributing factor to breaking up. So it wasn't the only reason,
no,
but it was the issue that got me moving.
Right. It was the fire.
It was, yeah.
It's the only thing.
Perimenopausal, fired
yeah.
up woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you said something about what is it costing them, and I want to go on to that one because that is
okay.
huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
So if someone is repressing their sexuality, what is it costing them in terms of their business, in terms of their life, and in terms of their health, and in terms of their relationships?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to answer that with the shadow and then with the light. And I'll
okay.
be as concise as I can. The shadow of that picture is shame.
Yes.
When we have so much shame around our sexuality, and every single one of us is experiencing it to one degree or the other because of the culture we're raised in. We're raised, even if things are fairly are good and healthy, shame is, you can find where the shame is influencing you.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Give me an example.
Oh, an example could be, let's say you have a great sex life with your partner, but maybe there are things that you don't want to do, and the only reason not to do them is shame. Or you have desires you're afraid to tell your partner because they may not be acceptable to your partner. Those are just some really simple ways that
okay.
that if we look, we'll find shame.
Okay.
And and the thing about shame is there's something kind of natural about it. We don't make shame go away. We master it so that when it shows up, we know how to deal with it. Because here's what's going to happen with the woman entrepreneur who her primary relationship with her sexuality may be really shameful, may have a lot of shame to it. And then she goes to create sales. That shame is pushing up into her sales,
mm-hmm.
her goals,
mm-hmm.
her sense of being good enough.
Mm-hmm. I totally get that, yeah.
So shame, you know, a huge cost is in the energy because
yeah.
we're in denial. We're sitting on that. Those wild horses are full of shame
yeah.
if we're sitting on that box. So it's a huge energy drain. And any time we take a risk that might actually get us off the box so
mm-hmm.
that those all that energy is ready to burst forth,
mm-hmm.
then shame will say, nope, 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 better not do that.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's just a quick look at the shadow side.
Mm-hmm.
On the light side, the cost is, and I'm going to give a warning so you can be ready. I'm about to use the O word.
Here it comes, guys.
Yes, here it comes. Here we go.
That's funny.
If a woman is not experiencing orgasm in to the fullest range of her capacity as a woman, then she is depriving herself of some very important brain chemicals.
Ooh,
this,
yummy.
Yeah. So just.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Having a great orgasm is like, suddenly there's like the whole world looks a whole lot different.
Yes.
You
and
walk around like, oh, hey, you know, you're kind of cute. You know, I like you. Instead of her. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's a reason why, and there's ancient wisdom knew this, and but modern science is catching up because modern science says we need to know why we need to break. And they have begun to do that with brain imaging and studying blood chemistry of neurotransmitters of what's going on when women are having, I'm going to use the word extreme orgasm, because a lot of the listeners may be aware that there's like a range of orgasm from A to Z, from zero to infinity, you know, literally.
Yeah.
And so once you get into certain realms of orgasm, you are flooding the brain with three main kinds of chemicals. One are the endorphins. The other one is dopamine, which is the confidence neurotransmitter. It says, I can take this on. And then oxytocin.
Yeah, I love it.
Oxytocin, which is the connection and love hormone.
Yeah.
And especially dopamine and oxytocin, you put those two together, you have a confident, creative woman operating at her full capacity.
Oh, yum.
Who feels loved and supported.
Well, she also feels beautiful. She feels competent. She feels capable. You know, it really does. The energy is so different, and it's so important. We have a great...
Radiant and attractive, too. And that's
radiant and attractive
for business.
Yes. Absolutely. And we've got a great question in the forum, but I want to ask one thing real quick before we go to that. And Joyce, by the way, you can call in to ask that if you want. Then you can talk directly with Carla, which is a great question. But you said a full... What did you say? I didn't write it down, but you said something like a full orgasm, or a really, you know, like, I don't remember how you defined it, but it's...
Okay. Can I just sort of address
please,
that?
Yeah.
And I think I know what your question is.
Yeah.
Earlier you talked about, in the introduction, you talked about sexuality that is basically being used against us.
Yes.
There's sex that is like scratching an itch. You know,
yes.
You feel turned on. You feel like you just need to have an orgasm, or you need to have pleasure. And you do that. You know, you can make that happen fairly easily, all kinds of ways. I mean, most people can.
Right.
And so that's one kind of orgasm. Some people call that the adrenaline orgasm, or an excretory orgasm, where you're discharging energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the oxytocin orgasm. And there are as many ways to access this orgasm, but it has really built up. It involves lots of touch. It involves connection with self or a partner. It involves involving lots of information about your body and how your body works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're able to access realms of pleasure, both physically in your body and your neurology, how your nerves are activated, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally. So it's this second orgasm that really feeds a woman. And if we don't get that often enough, then there's a part of us that begins to shut down. And that's where a lot of times when women quit desiring sex, that's part of what's going on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Thank you for that. That's absolutely brilliant.
I didn't make it up.
No, I know you didn't. And I'm thinking about like the different types of, you know, orgasms that have been, you know, that I've experienced in my life, and what, you know, the different sort of flavors and, you know, experience all of that. I can remember some that were, you know, really amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yep. Yes. It was never an issue for me.
Excellent. Well, you know, that's why.
Like, I don't know why, but, you know. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so, Elizabeth, you said you wanted to announce that the lines are open?
Hi, yes. If you want to call in, you can click on the little Skype logo above our poster, or you can call in on 646-668-2211, and you'll come through to me, and then I'll put you through to Reverend Ann and to Diva Carla. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. That's great. I got really thinking about all of that conversation that you had just said, and you know, Joyce had asked this really great question in the chat room, and I don't know if she's wanting to call in or she just prefer that I go ahead and ask. But she says in the chat room, do you have any recommendations for men who are dealing with difficulty achieving an orgasm?
That's a wonderful question, and, you know, of course I would have to ask another question is, you know, is there a physical reason, is it just, you know, a man who has no prostate issues, no health issues?
Mm-hmm. So oftentimes for a man who has that difficulty, it would be because of prostate or health.
There can be lots of reasons, but the answers are very different.
Okay,
if you're dealing with someone with very specific health issues, or someone who just has maybe erectile problems for we don't know why.
Right, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Okay, great question. So really, you need more information in order to really be able to help her.
Yes.
Specific.
Yes.
So she'll, you know, at the end of this show, Carla is going to give a way to get in touch with her, and we would invite you and anybody else who's listening who would like to learn more to go ahead and take advantage of Carla's offering. So, and that way you can be in touch with her and get the support and the information that you need to, you know, get this, get some resolution. And it's, you know, this is such a process too. Wouldn't you agree, Carla?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say people who are beginning to face this for the first time, I'm up front. This is a stepping over a threshold into a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
It's because your sexual energy is an ever expanding and renewable resource.
Yeah. That's kind of nice.
It's great.
You know? Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's great. It's a gift of the goddess. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the relationship between, and I know we've already sort of touched upon it, but let's talk about it a little bit more directly. Like when someone has some blocked energy in their chakras, especially the lower chakras, whether, you know, root chakra or the sacral chakra, which is, of course, you know, our sexuality, creativity center, moving up into the solar plexus, which is where we're, you know, dealing with our heart, the power sense, and then our heart, throat, you know, all of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about, like, if you've got blocked energy in those lower chakras, what's going to show up in someone's business? And I know you, again, like I said, you touched upon it, but
mm-hmm.
also, what are some of the things that they could do, just like a couple little things, the little takeaways that they could actually do to help themselves open that energy center? So that, and it doesn't have to be the full-on, you know, training that goes very, very deep. It's something that can just sort of give them a sense of movement and opening.
I'm going to offer something.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
One is to drop into, I know, have spiritual practice. So I'm going to suggest adding this to whatever you're already doing, whether it's yoga or meditation or any kind of energy work. With your breath, drop into the bowl of your pelvis and send a whole lot of love. And just let that breath and that love and that attention just reach all the way in. And some of your people have had access to a womb center meditation that came that I did with the Divinely Intuitive Biz Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That goes into more depth. It's a guided meditation that shows how you can do this. But for whatever you're already doing, drop love and awareness and appreciation into your pelvis.
Mm, love that.
And name your parts. Send specific love to your genitals, your uterus, your womb, your ovaries.
Mm.
And to any experiences or memories that might surface.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've had surgery that affects that, you know, you've had hysterectomy or anything, the space and the energy is still there, so send that love right in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the starting place.
Sitting here doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, we can all do it, and we
all
you know,
totally
Elizabeth,
moved into that place, you know, like
reel us in, Elizabeth.
That's so great. That's so great. I love that.
Hi.
Hi.
Joyce has just had to leave the chat room, but she has put something in there giving more specific information, and she's going to listen to the playback later. So maybe you could have a look at that, please, Diva Carla.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, hang on.
Yeah, if Anne can look at that and read it to me, if there's something specific I can offer in 30 seconds.
Okay. She says, very few partners, real erections, but must manually stimulate himself for a long time to manage ejaculating. I really think of it like a psychological emo chakra blocks letting go. No physical problems. So it sounds like there's more of what she's talking about then. You know, it's really a good idea for you to get in touch with Carla because she can give you some really great directions on how to help him if he wants it. You know, you gotta know that that's the other question. Does he want it? So,
yeah, does he want it? And there's elements of communication. And once again, I have a series of questions that I ask if somebody's, you know, offering me a report like that.
Right.
More to the root.
Yeah, and you know, and that's always, you know, you always have to look at what are all of the contributing factors that's coming into this. Yeah.
You know, this actually brings up the fact that this marvelous woman is asking a question on behalf of a male partner. I'm not exactly sure what the relationship is, but it's one of the first things I teach is this is about a woman claiming her own sexuality. Because one of the things that happens, if we're not in a place of really claiming our own 100%, then we look to our partner. We look to our partner as a supply and resource.
Oh,
and if there's a problem, we give them, you know, we blame ourselves. I'm speaking, I'm raising my hand because this is my story, but I know I'm not alone. I blamed myself, but I also blamed my partner.
Gotcha.
Especially since I was told to save it for him and it would all all right.
Well, and we're taught that you know, the guy is supposed to provide, and it's like, oh, please, there are great vibrators out there. Give me a break. I'm serious. There's some really great, you know, not that everybody needs to know all this, but, well, I guess we do, actually, because, you know, like, come on, get real. You know, I mean,
I hear you.
I don't want someone putting that on my back. You know, you're responsible for my orgasms. Like, really? Don't do that to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, really? Because then it's like, well, I have to be available and ready and wanting and all the time when you're ready. You know, it's like, don't do that. Don't do that to someone.
Yeah.
It's just so wrong. Yeah, sorry. You got me on a little rant there.
You know, that's excellent. Good. You know, you had your little rant. And I had a therapist once who basically told me that. And she didn't understand because nobody I was talking to was raised a Southern Baptist. And I didn't understand either. What had been planted in me between, you know, save your virginity till you're married and all this subtext there. And
right.
Prince Charming, you know, the Disney fairy
tale.
So it's something that, you know, if we rise above it, great. If we basically said, well, this is ridiculous. You know, I can take care of myself. Great. But even unconsciously, that nagging feeling of it's not really right. I don't need a sex life until I have a partner. So bring me the partner. And I say, you want the partner? Get right with your own sexuality. That's talked about it with business. It works with partners, too.
You know, and isn't that the truth with everything? Like, you don't look for someone else to rescue you. In your business, don't look for your coach to rescue you. They will help you. They will guide you. But you take care of it. It's your business. Don't look for, you know, your VA to rescue you. You know, you create the systems. Go do it. It's the same thing all across the board. Take responsibility. Take responsibility for yourself, for your – and when you go into that space, you will create magnificently. You might be a little uncomfortable and fumble-bumble around, so what? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Otherwise, you are just always looking for someone else to rescue you. Sexuality, money, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the same.
Exactly.
Right? Your health. You're looking for the doctor to rescue you. Please, give me a break. He's got how many patients? It's your body. It's your life. So it's the same kind of thing. And just, you got me started.
We can talk about responsibility, yes, responsibility, and it's also empowerment. Take your power. Claim your power. Your divine feminine power. You know, we haven't talked about, but I'm going to double check and make sure you're still there, Anne. Okay,
I'm here.
Good. I heard your voice.
Let's talk about it.
Because a lot of women really respond. They get it. It when I say your sexuality is your sacred feminine power, and it's the way the feminine communicates through you, to you, and as you. And some, you know, the message doesn't resonate with everybody, but spiritual women, all of a sudden, they get it. It clicks, and that's because it's true. In the days back when God was a woman, as Merlin Stone has written, our sexuality was the way that we communed with divine, and there were rituals and ceremonies that honored it. We're completing the Samhain ceremony or period for people who follow the seasons of the year. And the opposite of Samhain is Beltane, where we're planting, we're using the sexual rites to plant fertility in the earth and to pl- plant the seeds that will feed us throughout the year. This is really old and ancient truth,
yes,
and understanding, and we've lost it. But we can get it back just with an opening to the possibility. What if, if I could totally own my sexual power, if I could rejoice in it, if I could access it as a resource of energy and replenishment, filling my well, if I could learn how to use this energy in all my creations, whether I'm working directly with the client or setting my goals or interacting with my partner in a loving way or dealing with the moments that are not so loving, if I can do all of that, I have the energy of the goddess. I embody her. That's the word. I embody her.
Yeah.
That's what our activated and awakened, fully realized sexual energy does for us.
Yeah, I love what you said about it being, I just lost it. I hate that when that happens. I'm sorry. I just saw something from Elizabeth here. She wants us to go to the gift. So you go to the gift, explain your gift, and I'll think about what you just said and see if it comes back to me. Okay?
Okay, great. I have prepared an audio activation called Sacred Pleasure Secrets, 4 secrets every woman knows to... I don't remember the subtitle. It's got a long title. But every woman needs to activate her sacred sexual feminine power.
Nice. Okay.
And in it, I actually go much deeper in a few of the things we've touched on in this conversation, so you'll get a lot more information. So there's an audio, and then there's a report for those of you who'd rather read.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have reserved some breakthrough sessions, sacred pleasure breakthrough sessions for your listeners, and all the information, ly.com/sacred pleasure, lowercase, all one word.
Okay, bit.ly.com.
No, it doesn't have the dot ly.
Fine, never mind.
Bit.ly.com.
I'm sorry, my bad. Yes. bit.ly/sacred pleasure, and Elizabeth did it in the book, the group. Hey, listen, let me ask you a question. You mentioned that you had offered an audio in the Your Divine Biz Gifts JV giveaway. Well, you know we're getting ready to launch the new one, which is Divinely Connected Biz JV giveaway. Will you be providing that as well in the in that upcoming giveaway?
Okay, providing which? The sacred pleasure or the...
The one you were talking about earlier that you had provided in the giveaway. Is it the same thing here as you're talking about here, or is it something else?
It's something else.
Okay.
I haven't decided what I'm doing in the giveaway, although I do hear that people...
All right, how can people get...
Center.
Let's put it this way. How can they get hold of it?
You know what? I will add a link to that womb centering to the page, to the gift page. So once you've signed up so that you have your gift page for Sacred Pleasure Secrets, if it's not there when you go the first time, go back.
Okay.
I'll get it added sometime today.
Okay. Perfect. That's so great. All right. Mm-hmm. I love that. And it did not come back to me, whatever the question was. I was going to ask you earlier. It doesn't matter. So,
was it about the divine feminine?
I don't remember. I know it was around that.
You'll ask me another one.
But it's okay. We can move on. Not a big deal. It must not have been meant to be said. That's all I can think of. You know, it's all right and perfect just the way it is. So, I just want to say I have so loved this conversation, and I've so loved having you on here, Carl. We had a lot of fun. And, you know, I remember talking with you last week, and we just laughed so hard on the phone. You know, mm-hmm. It was great. Just the connection was so great. And
yes,
that
it was. It
people,
is.
I think when we really just we open ourselves up to the energy mm-hmm. of the divine feminine, the divine masculine, the divine, you know, the universal energy, spirit, love, you know, all of that. When we open ourselves up to it, we have such an incredible opportunity to express it fully. Mm. As we are.
Yeah.
You know, you gave this wonderful, do you have another, you know, for me, tapping helped reduce the shame and shame, you know, because there was shame. I was raised in a Seventh-day Adventist world, which is very Baptist, right?
Yeah.
And I did not wait until marriage. I was like, oh, no, you know, like, that was way too much fun. Are you kidding? You know, and there was a lot of the shame, you know, because I remember saying to my boyfriend, we really shouldn't be doing this. He goes, I know. And then we like sneak off somewhere. you know, what I mean? Like it was too juicy. And so, but there was still shame around it. Right. So I had to do a lot of my own healing around sexuality. And I think that, you know, tapping for me was probably one of the most powerful things.
Mm-hmm.
We had our own trauma around sexuality, even in our home.
Yeah.
So there was, you know, our healer, the woman I worked with, said to me, you know, this is the great wound. It is just the great wound that we have here in our society. So we had to do a lot of healing around that. And I think it's just so powerful. All right, so... Thank you. Seriously, thank you. What a great talk. We've had a lot of people, you know, join on and listen, and this really hits people where they live. You know, this is intimate and powerful and
really practical.
And really practical. And totally healable. I mean, your life transforms. It just transforms. Yeah. All right. We are at the end.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you. Yeah.
And I want to say thank you, Anne. I loved it too.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. No swimming in the lake now, though, right? Because, you know, got snow all over it and all that.
You'll see the pictures if I go back in.
Friends on Facebook, man. I'll see her pictures. All right.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. You are divine. You are connected with the divine feminine, the divine masculine. The divine energy of love itself. Be that expression in the world, in your work, and in your relationships with everyone around you. Take it to the world, share it, shine your light, own it, be it. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for joining us. Bye now.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.